And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. At 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio. Mufurila Zajona Kapengele residents are living in fear over alleged night attacks. In African news, the U.S. designates the Sudanese Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist group. With the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of John Kapengele Ward in Mufurila are living in fear following alleged attacks by unknown people targeting members of the public in the area. Ward Councillor Kelvin Mambwe says the incidents are reportedly happening along Chatulunga Road near Mano School. Mr. Mambwe has since advised the residents to avoid using the route at night and remain vigilant, adding that the matter has been reported to the police. Meanwhile, Mufurila District Commanding Officer Patrick Muti says police are yet to receive an official report but will follow up on the matter.
Very much concerned with what is happening in my ward. As you know, my ward is opposite Mano. And there are some gangs that are hiding there between 19 hours and above, who are hiding there to attack the people that are using that route, shattering the route. I've received a lot of complaints from the people about that. But above that, I've reported that to the police, and the police is very much aware about that. So I'm just want to inform or sensitize my people that when you are passing through that road from the traffic light up to Mr. Kapeleka's establishment, kindly do not pass through that place alone. At least you are 2, 3, or 4, so that even if there is an attack, you are able to defend yourselves.
Kapabelt Province Police Commanding Officer Malayui has warned traders in the province against operating businesses late into the night, saying the practice exposes them to criminal attacks. Mr. Yui has urged traders to comply with regulations as set by local authorities on business operating hours to ensure their safety. He explained that closing businesses around 18 hours or early evenings would allow traders to move safely with their daily earnings. Mr. Yui further advised the traders to deposit their money in banks instead of keeping large amounts of cash, noting that this would help prevent robberies and other attacks. He added that the police are also available to accompany individuals who feel unsafe from moving alone and encourage the members of the public to seek police assistance when necessary. Meanwhile, commenting on the recent shooting incident in Chingola, Mr. Yuyi said investigations are currently underway and that no arrests have been made so far.
Yeah, our advice is that traders should follow, you know, the laid down timing by the council. I think we don't expect the traders to trade well above 22 hours, okay? Mm-hmm. By 18 hours, I think they should close and secure their money by one taking to banks. They must have arrangement with banks. This time we have mobile banking, you see. So the traders should take advantage of that. You know, talk to the banks and know how to quickly bank their money, okay? You remember time before, the council used to do, you know, operations where they are closing business houses which are not compliant to the regulations. They have their own bylaws which they enforce. But if they are overwhelmed, the police is there to, you know, to reinforce them.
Women or favor representative who only identified herself as Mary has emphasized the importance of village banking in empowering women and strengthening their participation in economic activities. Speaking during a community meeting in Lusaka's Achunga Township, Mary says her access to financial resources and involvement in decision-making can help our women drive economic growth and shape Zambia's future. She described her village banking as a powerful tool that can help women overcome financial challenges and achieve their goals. Mary has since encouraged women to take advantage of village banking initiatives to actively participate in governance and contribute to national development.
Imatangizia kusanga masogoleri mazonda kuti ondrama akandoka tipasa kusimasogolo bikapeza kupikira mmanja mwalandu vali street tena nguti zayamba problem inanga mangana ndi sema ndekaye kwa zimai kufrajiana masuku pamuti ise village bank amati nayamba kana mulungu pano tili pana valepo village bank ya 6 months amati flash village bank ya 6 months 1 year munga chiche but 1 year na machai nge zambi muli matenda muli infa mayona muli wama lenji muli kukuka mayona kambi ili muna matau ni watu mabiliki bankatika nga chepati tenga la lenji wamele wakuka ba chiche bingi kama 1 year wama chani 1 year ili bwini muka ziwana.
Mokushi District Agricultural Coordinator Denny Sichula has encouraged cooperatives in the district to engage in various agribusiness activities instead of focusing only on accessing the Farmer Input Support Program, FISIP. Mr. Sichula says cooperatives should take advantage of different agricultural opportunities that can help them generate income and remain active throughout the year. He emphasized that cooperatives need to diversify their activities and work consistently in order to improve productivity and contribute to the growth of the agricultural sector.
It's very important, but these cooperatives should not only focus on FISIP. Agriculture is a business, so we want a cooperative to have agribusiness activities which will keep them busy throughout the year. And being in cooperatives, the benefit is that government has aligned loans which they can access even in right now from CEC and improve or invest in activity, agricultural activities they are doing as a cooperative. So that's why we are saying don't just be cooperative to access FISIP. Be cooperatives for business, because you are missing a lot on what government has put in place for you.
We now break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
A business rate, mitengo, zama oda, zama na jarandira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg chihuahua, 130. 50 kg kalembula, 110. 50 kg delele, 140. 50 kg lumanda, 130. 50 kg impwa, 250. 50 kg repu, 250. 50 kg Chinese 120.